kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino, Blizelle Flores. Magandang araw, Blizelle.
Hi, magandang araw.
Kumusta, Blizelle?
I'm really good. I'm really good.
Pakilala mo naman yung sarili mo sa kanila.
I am Blizelle Flores. I'm actually 33 and I'm married. I have been, you know, I am a nurse by profession. But I am now a freelance makeup artist. So when I arrived here in Melbourne, I have not tried doing the bridging course yet, but you know, I'm planning to take up nursing very, very soon, maybe next year. So now I'm a support worker, and then I'm also doing makeup, like a mobile makeup artist, hair and makeup artist.
Very busy ka sa Pilipinas, nurse at the same time makeup artist. Bakit ka pumunta dito sa Australia?
Okay, so actually, marami akong plans before. Nag New Zealand na ako.
As a makeup artist?
No, as a nurse. So, nag-apply ako for Singapore, for New Zealand, hoping na it would be a stepping stone for Australia. Pero actually, I just married my husband. That's why napunta ako dito sa Australia. So, those plans never worked. So, I think plan ito ni God na napunta ako dito.
And your husband is, you've mentioned, a mechanical engineer
yes,
here.
Yes, he is.
How is it married to a mechanical engineer?
I actually don't know. They said mechanical engineers are meant for nurses. Yan yung sabi nila. But, you know, I'm more on the medical side and he's more on the technical side. Yung mga tools, siya yung sinasabi kong handyman ko. So, it's very, very nice.
Pero ikaw naman yung magaling sa pag-aalaga. Kasi
yes. So I can do the cooking. He can do the fixing. Yan yung parang compliment, you know.
I'm sure meron ka mga napagdaanan ng mga struggles or hamon nung lumipat ka dito.
Yung sinabi ko, I'm a very independent woman when I was in Cebu. Even when I went to South America, because I was a nurse there for 2 years as well. The thing is, when I moved back to Cebu from South America, yung sinabi ko kay mama ko, Mom, I want to go home kahit wala akong work. I just want to stop nursing and I want to follow my dreams.
Wow.
I want to pursue something that yung love ko talaga, and that is makeup. So that's where it all started. When I went to MAC Cosmetics, parang nagbumili ako ng mga products, nag-wholesale ako doon in such a way. And then one supervisor, she saw me actually, and then sabi niya, "Hi, are you a makeup artist?" And sabi ko, "Yeah, do you want to guest in?" So sabi niya, that's kind of, yung sabing guest makeup artist, that's like a reliever. Pag walang nagtrabaho, then you fill in the position. So yeah, it all started there. So sabi ko, I think this is it. Because when MAC started in the Philippines, I really told my my friend before, how can I apply to MAC? How can I work there? So that it all started there, and then I worked there for 2 years. I always want to work career lang lahat. Kahit isang off lang, I use that for mga gigs, mga weddings, mga ganun. Yeah. And then yung mga challenges when I went here, when I came here in Australia, yung winter. Number one,
malamig. Yun.
Yes. And then I was alone in the house kasi my husband just
works
every day. And then yung mga challenges yung nami-miss ko yung mga parents ko, and then my dog who's left alone in the Philippines with my parents. So iba yung struggle, mga changes. You can't really travel to places if you don't depend on your husband, yung mga ganun.
I can relate very much.
I know.
I can relate. And of course, the Filipino food, nakakamiss din.
Yes. And then the good thing is, yung positive side naman is I learned how to cook. And then marami na akong dishes na I know how to cook now.
Yeah, and the good thing as well is meron ka ding support mula sa mga Filipino friends.
Friends. And then when I started joining in Pinoy's in Melbourne, that's where I started being known sa ibang clients naman for makeup. Yeah.
And now you're pursuing your dream of becoming a makeup artist. And not only that, you're doing a very wonderful cause. Itong tinatawag nating Bring That Glow From Within.
Yes.
Bakit pa naisipin mong buuhin ito?
Kasi I had a lot of friends and my mom was a survivor as well ng cancer. But it's not the breast cancer though. It's the thyroid cancer. But she was operated, and then after a few years, or like even now, she's still okay. And then one thing na nag-trigger talaga sa akin was when my sister got operated sa ovarian cyst actually. Pero sinabi ng doctor was it was cancer. So we went to the three other doctors for opinions, and then ano siya? Sinabi talaga nila, it's cancer. So she got operated, pero when the frozen section happened, that's the last thing na hinintay namin if it's really cancer or not. But fortunately, it was borderline. And then that's when we realized, oh my God, this is really... Kasi yung prayers namin, it was so fervently. Grabe yung talaga yung prayers namin. Mm-hmm. And then that's where I realized that I have to help. And then it's one way na maibigay ko naman sa mga people, ma-share ko yung talents. And then that's one way na it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's not work for me or it's not pressure for me. And I want to make people feel na you are beautiful even without makeup on. And I just want them to feel loved, and then mabuhay sila ulit in a way na they would be confident enough. Mm, yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Very, very inspiring, Bless.
Thank you.
You mentioned that your mom also was a survivor of cancer. Naging struggle sa buong family.
Actually, she didn't tell us na it was cancer pala. Until there was a certain point na we were crying kasi we had a fight, and then sabi nila, I didn't tell you, but I have cancer. Struggles siya sa amin, and then that's where we realized na we really have to take care of those people that we really love. Mm. And then even like friends na nakikita natin they're suffering from that, even a bit of help or a bit of smile or a tap on their back would be enough for them to feel that they are loved.
Did your mom go through chemotherapy and all that?
Actually, she didn't. That's the good thing. After the operation, sinabi ng doctor, you can either have chemo or radio, pero wala. It's okay. Mm-hmm. So everything went out fine.
And then after that, yung sister mo na naman.
Yes. Pero the sister, she's really good now. Mm. But she's careful na sa diet, sa lifestyle, yan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So itong mga bagay na ito talagang nag-trigger sa'yo na makatulong sa ibang mga babae.
And actually, I did one makeup workshop there sa Pilipinas. Sabi ko, the title was Blazzle and Goes Pink. Yan yung title kasi I want to support people as well. We just did it at home. But it was still a free makeup workshop. So nag one-on-one lesson kami with Cecil, which is my friend as well. So I could see na bumalik na yung buhok niya from chemotherapy. And it was really nice when she posted na that exact day when we did the workshop was ano na siya, she was cancer-free.
Wow.
And it's one thing na, oh, I have to be alive again. Mm-hmm. I have to be beautiful again. Mm-hmm. Oh, with the use of makeup. A little bit of makeup will do.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel, Bless, that God is using you as an instrument to these ladies?
It is very fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Kasi I had one patient in South America before. Siya talaga yung one of the most inspiring women na inspire sa akin. Because what I remembered was when she always helped people, yung fridge niya or yung freezer niya, hindi siya nauubos ng pagkain. Even if she doesn't go, grocery or bumili ng pagkain, it's always full. Mm. That means when you help, things come back to you in a different way.
That's right.
You'd never expect. Kahit sa amin, like even in the house, may kumakatok lang sa bahay namin, oh, may pagkain ako, or oh, we have this one for you, or ganyan. And it's a blessing. You're the radiant light of God is shining through you. Mm. And people will see that. People will just be amazed. Mm.
Tell us more about the project, Bring That Glow From Within, which is happening on the 27th of October.
Yes. Okay, so it's going to be on October 27. Title is Bring That Glow From Within. So it's actually a Pink October celebration of beauty and life. Mm. So we are encouraging women who is going through cancer or even survivors. Mm. Well, we just want to hear your story and we just want to inspire people. It's going to be in Jameson Way, Point Cook. It's a community center there. It's 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. And we really need your support, guys, if you actually would want to participate or maybe take part in this endeavor. We would really welcome everyone. But, food is now taken care of.
Wow,
that's really good. Meron din yung Jameson Freeway, yung Jameson Way, actually, nag-support din sila. So they're giving it for free, which is really nice. And then other people as well. My friends, oh my God, they are a blessing. They are my angels. So parang family na kami. So we had a meeting last night. So what we're going to prepare, what we're going to do. And then there are other people who commented in Pinoy's in Melbourne. And then they would run to, give back as well to society.
Nakatulong din talaga ang social media.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So Facebook, and I'm also connected with Cancer Council Victoria. So I emailed them. I think we are going to email the mayor of Windham City as well to, you know, help spread out the word, yung mga flyers, if we can post one, you know, or give flyers to people.
Bless, yes. I know that organizing an event is not easy. Yeah. Marami kong pinagdaanan.
Exactly.
But it all came from a heart to help.
We're actually planning to conduct or help people like a maximum of 10 patients. But for now, dalawa pa lang yung nag-sign up. And then I've also connected with Eventbrite so that they can get their tickets. They're free tickets, actually. Yep. Even the community centers were all booked na. And then good thing na may nagsabi sa akin na Jameson is actually a local, ano lang. It's a small community center which I can book. And that's good. And then yung mga planning namin sa mga friends namin, yung scheduling nila because they're all nurses. And it was really hard as well. Even my husband, who's been helping me a lot sa mga posters, sa mga ganyan, meron din siya mga struggles before na, oh my God, busy siya, sa mga scheduling, lahat-lahat na naman. Everything is possible with him. Yeah.
At gaano sa tingin mo ka-importante na dapat i-pursue or ipagpatuloy natin yung mga pangarap natin sa buhay, tulad ng ginawa mo?
Rare lang talaga na when you see your passion and then when you follow your dreams, rare lang na people can do that. Kasi, of course, work or you need to have money or this and that. But of course, there's always a way. You just have to follow it and you just have to see kung ano talagang, you know, what makes you happy. So for me, it's not dragging or it's not something na, oh my God, I have to wake up again early in the morning. I have to do this. Of course, you can do work and then you can also do that in part-time. Mga ganyan. So do what makes you happy. You just have to pursue. You just have to find or maybe ask for help kung mayroon bang mga tao na pwedeng tumulong sa iyo to pursue your dreams.
That's right. It's
really important.
How do you manage to conduct the whole makeup class?
By myself and with my supporters na mga friends at yung husband ko. So basically, I have a paid workshop, di ba? So we just do it at home and then maximum of 6 people, yung mga ganyan. And then my husband just helps me and then I just connect through Pinoy's in Melbourne. So people, you know, connect. And then they sign up for the workshop.
And in the upcoming free workshop for the cancer patients, ano yung magiging estilo or style ng workshop?
There will be a live demo by me. And then there's a model as well. So parang mga kahit 45 minutes of live demo on tips and tricks, kung anong gagawin nila, what are the essentials in your makeup kit. And then after that, I let them remove their makeup and then they do their own under my supervision. But there's one makeup artist who will be helping me as well. She's Faith. So she will also be helping me para sa, you know, pag-supervise ng mga clients.
Excited na.
Yes. Oh. I'm very excited. We are inviting everyone, all those beautiful women out there, yung mga may cancer, those undergoing chemotherapy and those who are survivors of breast or any kind of cancer, we invite all of you to please come and attend my makeup workshop. It's a free makeup workshop at Point Cook, Jameson Way. It's 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. That's a Sunday on October 27, 2019.
And if they want to get in touch with you before the event,
yeah, you can get in touch with me. Please send me a text message first. It's 0402-134-473. Get the tickets also in Eventbrite. There is a link in Pinoy's in Melbourne so that you can actually get your tickets there.
Bakit ba mahalaga para sa ating mga babae na magkaroon ng confidence?
Confidence is the greatest makeup. Kahit wala kang makeup, once you have that confidence, everything just flows. You will always be beautiful kahit ano pang mangyari. Whether you're sick or not, you will always be beautiful. So have that confidence and let's bring that alive. Let's bring that back again through this makeup workshop.
Maraming salamat, Blizelle Flores.
Thank you so much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.